Hello, this is Dr. Vianney Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Margaret Jones, date of birth 7/14/1950, date of procedure March 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Vianney Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance colonoscopy. Description procedure informed consent with obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug grasses, as possibility of missing lesions, which might have two outsides of the patient. Pay the patient about to the endoscopy, so you place them in left lateral position to the dish for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period, to true rectum exams, arm, critical, low, lubricated, lumps, video, colonoscopy, and reduce the rectum in advance and direct vision to the cecum, which is in the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and complex is altered. Careful examination of the cecum. Ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflexure is obtained of the rectum period, plus about proximal was. (6, 2-2) is agreed as a good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There were 4 diminutive rectal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there's evidence of significant pan-diverticulosis coli. With narrowing of the lumen, particularly on the left side of the colon. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Plan recommend follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Can restart Coumadin today.